The systematic study of how people acquire a second language is a fairly recent phenomenon, belonging to the second half of the 20th century. Its emergence at this time is perhaps no accident. This was a time of the global village and World Wide Web, when communication between people had expanded beyond their local speech communities. As never before, people have had to learn a second language, not just as a pleasing pastime, but often as a means of obtaining an education or securing employment. At such a time, there is an obvious need to discover more about how second languages are learned. Imagine that you are a second language acquisition researcher, interested in finding out how learners acquire a second language. How would you set about doing it? One way might be simply to ask learners who have been successful in learning a second language how they did it. This approach has been used and has provided valuable insights. However, it is somewhat limited in that learners are probably not aware of or cannot remember the actual learning processes they engaged in. A better approach might be to find out what learners actually do, as opposed to what they think they do, when they try to learn a second language.